Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Periods of rain tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Full forecast details are coming up. Racine County, Mount Pleasant, and Foxconn have until October 31st to finalize a development agreement that's part of the $764 million local incentive package for the company, according to the terms of a memorandum of understanding that was signed Friday. As part of the MOU, the goal is to have the agreement signed no later than November 30th. Foxconn wants to start construction on the first phase of its facility in Mount Pleasant no later than October of next year. A handful of residents who will be affected by the Foxconn project attended last night's Mount Pleasant Village Board meeting. However, only one of them spoke. Pat Peterson, who lives on Brown Road, now knows that her home is in the area designated as Phase 2, but said that hasn't relieved the anxiety that she and her husband feel about the possibility of selling their land.
It's also very hard to find a home to buy right now, and we all definitely want to move way west of here. Also, we heard prices will be raised because they know we'll all be looking. I only can hope you allow us enough time to move and leave our homes behind with one last look as we drive away. Please talk to us. The unknown is a very fearful thing, and it's destroying all of us.
Trustee Gary Feast noted the last line in the Pledge of Allegiance promises justice for all.
It is my sincere hope, and it is going to be my driving direction, that that sentence holds true for all of the residents that are going to be displaced by this. For various reasons, I have never been comfortable without any other statement but willing sellers and willing buyers, and I will stick by that gun through thick and thin.
After the meeting, Village President Dave DeGroot and Trustee John Hewitt spoke at length with some of the affected homeowners. An open house will be held tomorrow at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall beginning at 4:30 about the Foxconn project. The proposed 2018 budget from Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will be presented to the County Board at the start of tonight's 6:30 meeting at Ives Grove. Delagrave will offer about 20 minutes worth of comments on the county's finances, past, present, and future. He will also likely touch on the upcoming construction of the S.C. Johnson Aquatic Center at Pritchard Park, where little red flags now dot the landscape ahead of an official groundbreaking, as well as the most recent announcement about Foxconn. But there are many other components to the county budget that Delagrave will also reference: public safety, human services, public works, and more. The county board agenda also has a resolution asking the city of Racine to eliminate its current resident, non-resident fee for the 5th Street boat launch, the only countywide access to Lake Michigan. The Hidden Creek Condominiums across from the Meadowbrook Country Club on Highway MM in Mount Pleasant has a water system that will play a role in a Racine Water Utility Extension project, which has the support of the City of Racine Finance Committee. Water Utility Chief of Operations Mike Gitter said the project would create redundancy in the system for supplying water to the vicinity of Northwestern Avenue and Highway MM, where a major roadwork project will be taking place next year. Gitter said an agreement with the condo ownership would create an easement to connect the water systems.
And build a water main and then have access for maintenance in the future. And in return to the condo system, we would take over the main that circles their complex. So it not only gives us a secondary feed of water into this area, it also does the same thing for the condo development. So it's a win for both sides.
The Waterworks Commission supported the project earlier. The finance panel's backing goes to the Common Council for its meeting on October 16th. The Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee agenda for its 5:30 meeting at City Hall includes more discussion about creation of a due process board to hear appeals about chronic nuisance properties as determined by the chief of police and eventually liquor license denials recommended by the committees. Back in March, Kenosha Alderman Scott Gordon had been facing some health-related issues and announced he would not seek re-election in the spring of 2018. But his health has improved, he's dropped some weight, and he's changed his mind. Gordon posted on his Facebook page that after, quote, many weeks of talking with my constituents, as well as family members and close friends, I have decided that I will seek re-election to a fourth term as alderman of the 11th District. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.